It's Channel Seed sales agronomist Chris Brazel with a growing season update. I think we've exited planting season, although parts of northeast Indiana, maybe even southeast Michigan, were a little bit late getting into the game as far as planting due to conditions. Chris, give us an update. Are we indeed now strictly looking at growing season?
I think there's a small amount of replants, some spots in here and there that we're going to go ahead and touch up as some of the especially as you get east of Fort Wayne over there in the eastern side of Allen County, those guys are still getting stuff up in really early stages, whereas some of the drier areas, you know, more to the north, those guys have got corn that's above the knee, and we're well into side dress season there. So a little bit of variation across the area, but I would say we're probably really close to 99% planted the first time, at least. Now we're just looking at the replant situation for most of the area.
Well, let's talk about the reasons for some of the delays in getting things planted and also the reasons for replant.
Well, we had the wonderful gamut of, you know, in one place we were probably too hot and too dry. And in other places, we were seeing some incredibly wet conditions, to the point where I know, talking with some of the other SAs and some of our FSRs, you know, we may be on round three of planting a field. So, and again, where we were dry, at one point, we really needed the rain, and the guys to our south and to our east were going to go, man, we don't need any of that. You guys can keep it all. So, I think there's a lot of early on, we were concerned about cool, wet conditions, and that kind of held everybody up from going early. And then we hit a really wet spot there and just kind of shut everybody down for probably at least 2.5-3 weeks before we could get back going. And boy, when we went fast, that's for sure.
And I suppose all of this leads to a similar scenario in the early season development of the crop. It is likely running the gamut as well.
Yeah, I think the guys more towards the north and even into the southeastern part of Michigan, those guys are in fairly good shape, you know, where we've got a lot more sand and we don't have some of the heavier ground. Whereas you move south down into Markle and that area, those guys have been incredibly wet. And so those guys are looking at a little bit more of a replant scenario where, you know, the guys that have better grain soils they're in really good position right now, looking for rain and, like I said, getting well into the side dress season on those acres.
As we speak on Wednesday morning, you are, along with much of the Midwest, looking at potential severe weather. So that aside, what kinds of issues are of concern at this point in time as we take a look at disease and pests and things of that nature? Anything sticking out?
You know, there's not anything in particular. Like, I can't really put my finger and say, oh, well, you know, we really need to be focused on this. I would say, though, as a lot of this corn starts approaching the V5 stage, I think it's really something we need to evaluate, focusing on crown rot issues. And it's a critical time frame in this V3 to V6 range, in that we get a product like Bolaro out there to help prevent those crown rot issues so that we can see better standability in our late season crops. But it's the amount of stress that we've had, whether it's been dry weather stress in some areas or been too wet in other areas. Anytime we have those stresses, it's always a good idea to get something out there to kind of mitigate that stress. And boy, a fungicide packed in there with a herbicide trip at V5 is a great way to do that.
Chris Brazel is with us from Channel Seed. And switching gears a little bit, there's an issue with a disease in wheat right now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, as some of my growers have asked and we've looked at some wheat issues, we're seeing a fair amount of the acronym is BYDV, which is barley yellow dwarf virus. So as you've driven around, I've heard from several folks talking about why is the wheat short? Well, here's your answer. And the unfortunate thing is there's not a corrective treatment available for it. The interesting thing is the best way to prevent it is to apply insecticide in the fall. So I'm pretty sure that no one's going to be really excited about spraying for aphids, you know, and at anything that says October or November, you know, we think cold weather, we don't have to worry about bugs. But Certainly something that's been fairly prevalent throughout the northeast part of Indiana and had a lot of questions about it. But something as we transition, we start thinking about things, you know, for next year and cover crops and things like that. These mild winters are definitely having an impact on the amount of insect pressure we see late season, especially in a disease like this.
Chris Brazel, sales agronomist with Channel Seed. Hope the rest of the growing season goes well. We'll hope for that and also to not get hit too hard by this incoming weather. Chris, thanks for the update.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate the time.